Hey everyone, welcome to Am I on Knowledge Hub, the podcast where we dive deep into media and information literacy education. I'm your host, Manuel, and it's always a pleasure to serve you. On this episode, we are zooming in on the surge in mis- and disinformation and what it could mean for Ghana's upcoming elections and the future of our democracy. Let's dig into it. Now, I know what you are thinking, disinformation again. Yes, it's a term that has been heard around a lot lately. But when disinformation begins to shape our opinion, influence elections, and even sometimes threaten democracy, then it's no longer a buzzword or trendy term. It has become a serious issue that we can't afford to ignore, particularly for an organization like Pen Plus Byte, which has become the hub for media and information literacy education. In this episode, we will explore the rising tide of disinformation in Ghana's media landscape, share real stories that went viral and caused panic, from false claims about voter registration delays to fabricated reports on high-profile personalities. It's obvious that disinformation is on the surge. But why now? And what's fueling this? I'm sure you are curious, so am I. Let's take a quick breather and dig into the issues. Now, let's talk about some real fake news stories that have made headlines recently. If you ever thought disinformation is an abstract concept, then I'm here to prove you wrong. You all remember the story of a high-profile politician in the MPP government that he had passed on? It wasn't just fake news. It caused significant panic and was later revealed to be part of a coordinated disinformation campaign to discredit his political party. Similarly, we've seen other incidents of disinformation campaigns on X, where former President John Dramani Mahama was alleged to be in a drinking spot with a number of ladies, as it appeared on a flyer. That was fake news. Yes. So if you ever thought disinformation is an abstract concept, then it is not. Ahead of the upcoming 2024 general elections also, there have been false claims on X alleging that the voter registration exercise was deliberately delayed in certain regions of the country to disenfranchise voters. It turned out to be false. This kind of disinformation does not only create doubts among the general population, but can also undermine the integrity of our election. Why do you think misinformation or disinformation is on the surge right now? Earlier on, the MIO Knowledge Hub crew was in town. Let's hear what some people have to say.
I think that the challenge we face with disinformation in Ghana or fake news is partly because of the spread of digital platforms. There are so many social media platforms available to us that we can share news instantly without even thinking if it's true or not. And I think that we need a more robust media literacy education to help people verify information as quickly as they find it so that they can share the correct one.
In my opinion, it's because of politics. With the elections coming up, there are people trying to push their own agendas by spreading false news to either support their candidate or sometimes discredit the opponent. It happens every election season, but now it seems worse. Social media has made it very easy for false information to travel from one point to the another, making it very difficult for audience to demystify between what is true and what is false.
I would say people are more vulnerable to misinformation this day because everyone is looking for news that confirms their beliefs. So when they see something that supports what they already think, they are more likely to believe and share it, even if it's false.
This disinformation issue is not easy. Honestly, I blame some of the media houses too. Their competition for clicks and ratings has pushed some of them to report without verifying information properly. And then before you know it, the story is everywhere, even if it is not true. And it's difficult to correct disinformation when it's gone out there.
I think it's also about trust. People don't really trust official sources anymore, so they tend to alternative sources or influencers who might not have accurate information. It's easier for fake news to spread in that kind of environment.
Right. So it's clear from the many voices on the streets that there are many factors driving the surge in disinformation, from social media habits to political motivations and even declining trust in traditional news sources. And you know what? I would love to hear from you, my listeners. Have you come across any fake news story recently or lately? And why do you think mis or disinformation is on the surge? Share your thoughts with me on any of Pen Plus Bytes social media handles at Pen Plus Bytes using the hashtag #MIOKnowledgeHub, and I will definitely read them here. Now, the big question is, how do we address this? But before I bring in the experts, here are some practical steps you can take to spot fake news. The first one, always check the source of information. Verify if the news is from a reputable media organization or a reliable source. Second, read beyond the headlines. Let me re-echo, read beyond the headlines. If shocking claims in headlines sound unbelievable, then they probably are. Get the full article and read. Also, verify who is behind that article or that information. Look for the author and look out for the person's credentials. Always look out for biases also and assess if the news that is being presented to you is in an unbiased format or one-sided manner, and always check the date. One would ask, what more can we do beyond the tips I have shared? You know, fighting disinformation goes beyond spotting fake news. Yes, it's a step in the right direction, but we can do more. And it's also about spreading awareness and strengthening media and information literacy education. Yes, organizations like Pen Plus Bytes, Media Foundation for West Africa, Dubawa, Factspace West Africa are all delivering trainings in MIL and fact-checking. But the question is, what role do you as a listener play in this fight? It starts with taking responsibility for what you share, paying critical attention to the information you come across, and making sure you share accurate information. Make it a point to be digitally responsible. Let's be responsible on our digital platforms, on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram, or wherever you find yourself. Verify that information you come across before you share. And this is where we close out on today's episode. Join me for the next episode as I sit with the experts to explore the impact of disinformation on developing democracies like Ghana. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast was produced by Pen Plus Bytes with funding from DW Academy. Don't forget to check out other episodes for more insights on media and information literacy education. And do well to follow Pen Plus Bytes on all our social media platforms and share your thoughts with us using hashtag #MIOKnowledgeHub. See you next time. Bye-bye.